This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. I got to tell you about something that happened today. Pretty cool. This is hour number two. And so before this show started, you know, Vegas time, Pacific time, this show starts at 3 p.m. today, Thursday. And before it started, at about 2:30, a gigantic Winnebago pulled up in front of my studio, and it said Trump won. And three guys got out who were sent by a great friend of mine on the East Coast of the United States, the New Hampshire area, Felisa. And Felisa is a big Trumper, and she runs events all over the country. And about 10 days before the election, I was in Scottsdale, Arizona, at an event for her. And she's doing this thing where it's like Paul Revere. And they've got a lit lantern that they're passing across the country. I think they're flying in some places and they're driving in other places. And the lantern had just been in Los Angeles, and someone, I guess, drove it to Prim, which is the state line between California and Nevada. And then these three guys picked it up in Prim, and they drove to me in Las Vegas, and they brought the lantern to me, and I was the Las Vegas leg of the lantern. And they turned the lantern on, and it was, what it is to signify that America is under communist attack. And that Paul Revere said, you know, the enemy is coming, the enemy is coming, the British are coming. And the enemy is here now. It's Biden, it's Obama, it's George Soros, it's the Communist Party of China, the CCRP, the Chinese Communist Party. It's Valerie Jarrett, it's Susan Rice. Those are all the people that are running the United States of America for a puppet dummy, a zombie, you know, with an empty head named Joe Biden. And it's a communist takeover of the United States. And they're trying to destroy us. And no matter how bad things get for them, because their ratings are going down to zero, Biden is at 36%. It doesn't get any lower than that. That's, you know, that's basically your friends and family, you know. But Biden's friends and family, not his mother, because she's long dead. Biden's an old man. His mother must be long dead. But his children and his grandchildren and his cousins and nephews and, you know, his brother, at 36%, there's nobody left but your relatives and friends. But it doesn't matter, because what they're saying is, we don't care, be damned, the polls. We don't care. If nobody likes us anymore, we're going to jam through everything we can to destroy the United States of America. So I held that lantern, and I represented Paul Revere, because that's what I think I am. I'm kind of the Paul Revere of conservative talk radio. I don't invent anything. I don't create anything. My talent in life is a gut instinct to know what's going on, a common sense to know what's going on, and to warn people what's happening. That, you know, just like I'm not George Washington, I'm Paul Revere. The British are coming. The British are coming. And we all have our parts. So, you know what's funny, by the way? I've studied the American Revolution. Do you know who my favorite guy in the American Revolution is? Other than, of course, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, James Madison, Ben Franklin. Those are the greatest human beings in the history of the world, let alone America. But I've always loved Benedict Arnold. He's my hero. And you go, what? Benedict Arnold was a traitor. Well, yes, he became a traitor at the very end of his life. What a terrible mistake. But he's the reason we've gotten America and the freedoms we used to have in America. We don't have them anymore. They're fast being eroded. But the reason we had America and freedom in the greatest nation in world history, we owe such a debt of gratitude to Benedict Arnold, who's gone down in history as the biggest traitor ever and the biggest backstabber in the world. Say you're like Babe Ruth and you're the greatest home run hitter ever of your time. And then in the last 2 years, all you do is strike out and pop up and bounce weakly to second base, and people remember you. People remember you for that last year, right? No, they shouldn't. They should remember that you had 20 of the greatest years in the history of baseball and the history of sports, but yeah, you had a couple of crappy years at the end. Well, Benedict Arnold had a bad ending. You know, he tried to literally hand George Washington over to the British, which would have lost the war for us. But he got there because he was treated so badly by all the other generals who were jealous that he was always George Washington's favorite. Did you know that? George Washington thought he was the greatest young general ever and had him rise through the ranks the fastest of anyone in the history of this new United States Army. And so he became a general, General Benedict Arnold. And all the other generals were so jealous and angry because, you know, all the other generals got their rank because they were rich. That's how it happened. If you were rich or your father was rich, they bought you the rank of general. But the men wouldn't die for you because you were just some rich, spoiled brat, lucky sperm cub loser who has that title, right? But no talent for the men to fight. But Benedict Arnold was a scrappy nobody, came from middle-class beginnings, or even working-class beginnings, and his father died when he was young, and he took over his father's business, was left with nothing but mountains of debt, almost became an indentured slave, and then became a millionaire, self-made, and then became the greatest fighting general in the history of the United States, and George Washington's favorite pet, you know, sidekick. And so everyone was jealous, and they treated him like crap. And at one point, you know, I turned this segment into a history lesson, but it just popped in my mind. At one point, Benedict Arnold, the country was going under. We weren't going to win. We were going to lose the war to the British, and he would have been hung, as well as all the other heroes would have been hung. All the founding fathers would have died, been hung, and their families hung, and their houses burned, their children killed. That's what the British did to everybody. And if you saw Mel Gibson's movie, The Patriot, that's exactly what the British did. At one point, they locked American colonists in a church and set it on fire and watched them burn to death because they were friendly to the American rebels. You don't know how bad the British were. You have no idea. But Benedict Arnold, we were about to lose, and he put up his own money to keep his men from starving and freezing and America from going under. And eventually, he won the battle because he put up his own money. But it made him basically broke. And he did it because, A, he was one of the greatest guys of all time and loved America. And, B, he was told by the Continental Congress, whatever you put up, we'll refund. You know, we'll reimburse you. And when the time came, all the bitter congressmen hated him because he was handsome and he was cool and debonair and dated the hottest women of his time. Seriously, that was Benedict Arnold's deal. He was like a handsome general who was only like 32 years old, and everywhere he went, he had gorgeous women on his arm. So all the congressmen hated him, just like the generals were jealous of him. So they decided not to pay him back, which made him broke. He put up his money to save the United States and win the battle, which he did against all odds, and they wouldn't pay him back. And George Washington, who loved him, still didn't come to his defense because he said, I'm not a congressman. I don't tell Congress what to do. So he let his friend dangle in the wind. And so his friend, Benedict Arnold, turned bitter and eventually turned on the United States. And he married the most gorgeous girl who was British, and her family was British, and they were the go-betweens to the British generals who kept passing notes through his wife to Benedict Arnold to say, come over to our side, we'll make you the number one general in England. And eventually, first he said no and no and no, but it was his wife, and eventually, you know the way women are. She probably convinced him in bed to turn on George Washington and become a traitor to the United States and become the most important man in England. So he did it, and he told the British where George Washington would be riding, and they almost captured him. That's the Benedict Arnold story. But before all that happened, first of all, you need to know that's how he became bitter. They really treated him badly. The Congress and the other generals treated the single greatest war hero in America like a pariah. And so eventually he turned on them. You can't blame him. So, you know, I feel bad for the guy because he ruined, if he had never done that, if he had never married that gorgeous blonde British girl, right? And he does it, but she works on him for a year. And if he doesn't wind up becoming a traitor and turning on the United States, and then we go on to win the war the same way we did, There are statues all over America to Benedict Arnold. He was the hero of the entire American Revolution. The only reason we were still alive to fight was because he won, it was either two or three of the greatest battles in the history of warfare. He's right up there with General Robert E. Lee as the greatest generals, greatest fighting generals in the history of United States warfare. You know, General Lee, the reason the South didn't lose in a week, because they were outmanned and outgunned, and their soldiers were barefoot, and the North had all the gun batteries and all the weapons and everything. The North thought they'd win the Civil War in a week, and it went four long years, and 500,000 men died, because the South had the greatest general in the history of mankind, General Robert E. Lee. And he had the two greatest assistants of all time, Stonewall Jackson and Jeb Stuart. I'm giving you a little history lesson here that maybe you didn't tune in for, but I think it's good for you to know. The South fought four valiant years and almost won the Civil War. They came so close to winning. If it wasn't for Gettysburg, the South would have won. And they were outnumbered 10-1 and outspent 10-1. They had no chance, but it was the masterful leadership of General Robert E. Lee that kept them in the battle, along with Jeb Stuart and Stonewall Jackson. So Benedict Arnold was one of the great fighting generals in the history of America. Twice his men were cornered, and they were going to get slaughtered by the British. And both times he outmaneuvered and outfoxed them and won the battles and kept America alive in the American Revolution. So it's just kind of interesting because Benedict Arnold goes down in history as one of the most horrible men and the biggest traitor in America's history. In reality, he's one of the main reasons we have an America. He should have statues all over America dedicated to him. But at the very end of his life, he made a very bad decision. And that meant no statues for Benedict Arnold. And he died a very sad, isolated, lonely man in England, having turned on his country. There's your history lesson for the day about Benedict Arnold and General Robert E. Lee. From Wayne Allyn, the warrior is with you on USA Radio Network, coast to coast. Raw and unfiltered. My website, by the way, rootforamerica.com. My email, wayneroot@gmail.com.
Just in time for Christmas, giving the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to... With Patriot VPN, your data and privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot Patriot VPN. Your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and un...
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Patriots. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. Patriot is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices with Patriot VPN. Your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information and track your internet history without your knowledge. You want people knowing where you go on the internet all day long? It's being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free on top of that with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN for virtualprivatenetwork.com. All right. Chris is my producer and board op, who's in my ear 3 hours a day.
You poor guy.
5 days a week. And he has something he wants to say as kind of a little surprise to me. So, Chris, the floor is yours.
I quit. Oh, no, that's coming Friday. No. I wanted to wish you and Cindy well wishes on your nuptials coming here very, very quickly. I've always said this to you off air. I think of you as the big brother I always wanted, who I'd probably end up killing. But Cindy is also, when you guys become, tie these nuptials, and I say this also on behalf of the USA Radio Network family, she's going to gain a brother-in-law with me through, so I'm welcoming her to my family, and USA Radio Network also welcoming her to our family, because you're a member of our family. So, anything she needs, anytime We're going to have her back, and you know, we just want to welcome her to the family. We wish you guys the best. You know, really, you guys deserve each other. You're both Cadillacs. You're the top of the line. You're salt of the earth, great people, and I couldn't be more happier for you, pal. Just don't screw this one up, because you got a winner here. You got the, you know, you got Babe Ruth now. So don't, you know. But
I think it would be more apt to call Babe Root.
Oh, man, you are so in love. Why aren't you marrying yourself? That's the more important question. I just thought it was a summer thing with yourself. So, but no, I'm very happy with you. Also, my family in Ireland who loves your show, they listen to you on TuneIn and iHeart where they can catch the podcast. See what I did there, a little plug. They also wanted me to tell you and convey their well wishes on a long and happy marriage. And also, they wanted to say there's no effing way they're going to take any kind of jab because, you know, they once told the British to go to hell. And you really think that we're going to take a needle? Good
exactly.
luck. So,
exactly.
But on behalf of the Sullivans and O'Sullivans of Ireland, we all wish you guys the most well wishes and the best happy day that you guys could possibly have. You both deserve it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Chris. Chris is in my ear 3 hours a day every day. He's referring, of course, to my upcoming nuptials, getting married on Sunday. Lots of people coming in from all over the United States. And most of them all Republicans, by the way. If you weren't listening, about a couple weeks ago, I had Trump on the line. And Trump said, are any Democrats coming to your wedding? And I said, yeah, about three of them. And he said, you really have three Democrats coming to your wedding? I said, I do. What? He said, that's surprising. That shows you're a very open-minded guy.
Wait,
and I do. I have three Democrats.
I got a quick question for you, though. Speaking of the big day Sunday. Cindy, I know, very important. We also know your other love, the Dallas Cowboys. Now, are you still wanting me to watch the game and feeding you all these stuff in your ear as you're tying the knot? Are we still on for that? How did you want to go about
that? At the moment I'm tying the knot, if the Cowboys lose, I'll scream, no! That would not be good. So that's probably not a good idea.
Andrew, you better be rolling video.
Do you realize the game really is going on at the exact moment you're getting married?
I mean, this is like hard for you, right? I mean, because I know how much you love your Cowboys, but
I do.
I'll just text you during your wedding. No big deal.
Hopefully they will not crush my wedding with a loss. We'll see.
That's what you're worried about on Sunday? You're a nut. But God bless you, man. God bless Cindy and your entire family. I'm very happy for everybody.
Thank you. But you know what happened today is I went to the mailbox to get my mail. You know, I've got a UPS mailbox at the store. And I go get my mail, and there's a letter from Palm Beach. And I realize, whenever I get something from Palm Beach, it's usually President Trump. And I opened it up, and there's a note that says 45th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. And it says, Wayne, you are the greatest, Donald J. Trump. Handwritten. He sent that to me just out of the blue. Just sent me a note in the mail saying, Wayne, you are the greatest, Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. It's just a cool thing to see something like that handwritten. He's just a very nice, thoughtful guy. People don't appreciate it, but they should because he's a great guy. And I like to share those things with you because it gives you some insights. I've talked to a lot of politicians in my time, and none of them are that nice. None of them give a crap about anything but themselves. They make it like Trump's the most selfish guy who ever lived, only cares about himself. And yet he's the only guy that sends beautiful notes to me, handwritten all the time. What a thoughtful guy. Great stuff right before my wedding. Thanks, Donald.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Congressional Budget Office predicts Democrats' social spending package will cost $1.7 trillion over a decade and add $367 billion to the deficit. House Republicans, including House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, say the bill must be rejected.
Enough is enough. We need to stop this madness, this runaway spending here in Washington. We need to defeat this bill.
The defense in the Ahmaud Arbery trial is resting their case. It caps a dramatic day when the man charged with pulling the trigger that killed Aubrey, Travis McMichael, has testified he shot in self-defense. McMichael, his father, Greg, their neighbor, Roddy Bryan, all have pleaded not guilty in the case. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, is with you. I wanted to thank our sponsor, but it would help if I had my sponsor's information in front of me. I'm doing so many things at once, you have no idea. Here it is. Z-Stack. Zelenko is the guy who developed the Zelenko protocol, which is hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, and reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. And his new product, Z-Stack, has all these fantastic ingredients in one capsule. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin, all in one capsule in just two capsules a day, will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula, which must drive liberals crazy, a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. And Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Zinc's one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA. How do you find it? You just go to my website, root4america.com. We cut this deal with Zelenko, Dr. Zelenko. That you just go to my website, root4america.com, and right near the top, you'll see a giant, basically a banner ad for Z-Stack, and you'll see a big bottle that says Z-Stack with a big giant Z. Click on the link and purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. We did that to make it easy for you because most people listening to radio are in their cars and they can't remember a website. Well, they all know Root for America because they all know it's my website. They all go there all the time. So Root for America, Z-Stack, click on it and boom, go get your Z-Stack and build your immune system up. All right. We've got our guest. Rob Lauer is with us. He is a founder and political reporter for 360 News, LasVegas.com. Even though we're a nationally syndicated show, we do a lot of Vegas stuff here because I think Vegas is the center, kind of the foundation, the centerpiece, the crossroads of America. And everybody comes here. You know, we have 40, 50 million tourists a year. They all come through here. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It travels all over the United States. So when you hear something going on here, it's usually representative of a trend elsewhere. And I think people like to hear what's going on in Vegas, one of the people's favorite towns in America. So we've got Rob Lauer, founder and political reporter, 360 News, Las Vegas. So tell us what's happening here in Nevada, Rob, that people ought to know about all over the USA.
Well, I first want to say thank you, Wayne. I thank God every day you're out there and you have a platform that we have an option and an opportunity to get really the truth out, which we don't get from any other news outlet here in Nevada and around the country. So I really am so thankful, really. And so what I did was I sent an open records request to the governor's office asking about how many folks in his office are unvaccinated. And, well, there are several. They wouldn't give us their names. They redacted their names, and they refused when I followed up and asked for the reasons. Is there an exemption? Is there a vaccine mandate? What's going on? So it appears his office either doesn't have a mandate or they've issued exemptions to several employees of the governor in the governor's mansion. And this is important because this is the same governor who's issued vaccine mandates for college kids in the entire university system. He's issued mandates for casino workers. He's issued mandates for every state public employee. He's issued mandates for Clark County employees. And the National Guard, which is under his authority, they all have to get vaccines or they're fired. And yet he seems to have a different standard always.
And I assume high school students are next, and then elementary school students, easy for me to say. But I assume that all the kids are going to have to get vaccinated, too, if you send your kid to a public school. That's got to be coming next, right?
Well, I think that's clearly what they're planning to do. And so if the governor doesn't have a vaccine mandate in his own office or he's giving exemptions, then we have a right to know what those exemptions are, if they're health or if they're religious, but they're refusing, they're bearing the truth. And I've asked for it, and we're prepared to sue and seek that information. We've given them 5 days to produce it because if they redact the names of their employees, then there's no reason why they can't give us the background and the information as to why they're not vaccinated. And the public has a right to know at this point.
You know, it's really sad because I talk about it on the show all the time. I've never been anti-vax in my life. I'm not anti any other vaccine. I was at lunch yesterday with a great friend of mine, Rob. He's a huge Republican, and he hates the Democrats, and he hates Biden, but he's vaccinated, and he thinks it's no big deal. And he says to me, this is the exact words during lunch. He says, what's the difference? You have to get a polio vaccine. You have to get a smallpox vaccine. You have to get a tetanus vaccine to go to school and to live life. Why shouldn't you have to get a COVID vaccine? Why are you making such a big deal about this, Wayne? And it's just amazing to me. And he's a very smart guy. He's brilliant. When it comes to business advice, I think he's as smart as any guy I've ever met. But he's so wrong on this issue. He doesn't. And I said to him, when you get a polio vaccine, do they tell you you're probably going to get polio, but it might be a little weaker? When you take a smallpox vaccine, do they tell you you're probably going to get smallpox? Because I never heard that before, but this vaccine, everyone I know who's sick has been vaccinated. So therefore, this vaccine is not like any other vaccine. You don't take a vaccine to get sick. The vaccine's supposed to stop you from getting sick. And yet people are sick and hospitalized and dying, mostly vaccinated, and no one wants to talk about what's going on.
Well, that's exactly right. And in fact, yesterday, there was a hearing in federal court where we have Seagal and Joey Gilbert, who filed a lawsuit against the governor and against the Clark County School District over the mask mandate. And this ties right into what we just talked about, because Seagal argued that, well, we're at a 0.002% mortality rate with this COVID-19. And so there's really just no real legitimate reason for mask mandates. And I would say the same thing with vaccine mandates to your friend. You know, you have a 0.002% mortality rate. That's just not the same as polio that had a 30% fatality rate and an 80% injury long-term effect rate, right? Crippling effect. So this is a totally different disease. And so this is really important because this is the governor of our state. His lawyer argued, and they've argued this before, literally, he said, if the people of Nevada don't like my mask mandate, they don't like our COVID-19 protocols and policies, they are welcome to vote me out of office. We were elected. We're the elected governor, and if you don't like it, vote us out. That's what he literally said.
Well, and listen, by the way, that wouldn't be that bad if you could literally, honestly vote him out. But he's only saying that because he knows the elections are rigged in Nevada, Rob. Everybody who's smart knows they're rigged. So, I mean, homeless people vote and mail-in ballots with made-up names on them and dead people vote. And most importantly, I know there's 200,000 illegals voting in this state, probably all in this city. There's probably 200,000 illegals voting just in Las Vegas. Do you know every person that goes to DMV, every illegal alien is automatically registered to vote. Then they look you in the face and they deny that there's any problems in the voting process. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. So, of course, this Lex says that vote me out next year because he knows it's going to be very hard to beat him because it's all fixed and rigged.
Well, he went further. The lawyer for Sislak went actually further and did it. Frankly, I think he pulled a Terry McAuliffe and said, listen, parents in public schools have no rights. You drop off your kids at school, you have no rights. If you don't like it, don't send your kids to public school. Send them homeschool, private school, even distance learn. But if you don't like the policies, you have a choice. Don't send them to school. That's what the governor said.
Yeah, no, so, listen, Rob, are you surprised by any of this? That's how these liberals all think. They think none of us have any rights. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I would have thought after McAuliffe got, trounced, that Sislak would have been a little sensitive, a little more careful.
No, because the rigging is better here. Obviously, it's so rigged, and it's even rigged better than Virginia. Look, they rigged Virginia, and yet still we won because someone asked me about that today in an interview. I did an interview this morning on another radio station, and they said, if you think everything is so rigged, how did we win in Virginia? And I said, you don't understand. Their rigging is about 6%. That's what they do. They stuff the ballot box, and they can come up, reasonably without looking ridiculous. They steal about 6% of fake votes. And so if you win by 8 as a Republican, you win by 2. If you win by 4, you lose by 2. There's a 6-point rig in almost every state in America. So in Virginia, I know they still rigged it by 6, but Youngkin did such a good job, and parents are so angry, Rob, that I think he won by like 8 or 10. So the 6-point rigging didn't matter. That's what it comes down to. So you got to win by 8 or 10 if you're a Republican, or you can't win.
You are exactly right. And by the way, I'm not sure your folks know this that are listening right now, but the state of Nevada under Sisolak actually passed a law that said that everyone who's at the DMV, has a driver's license, authorization card, whatever, is automatically opted in to vote. So you have to opt out.
Right.
So you are absolutely correct that all these people with green cards, with all the driver authorization cards, everyone is automatically opted in and registered to vote. And then they send them a mail-in ballot. And you know, we saw thousands of mail-in ballots go to vacant lots and then get returned from vacant lots and then be counted. So you're absolutely correct. And they don't want to talk about that because they know the truth, you know?
And by the way, Rob, one of my listeners said that he took his 16-year-old son to DMV to get his driver's permit. And first of all, if you're 16, you're not even allowed to vote, right? But he said they asked him to be registered to vote. And he said, well, he can't vote. He's not old enough. And he's not an American citizen, which was a lie. He just said that to see what would happen. He was testing them. He's not an American citizen. And you know, 2 weeks later, he got his license and registration Democrat. This is going on every day in this state and in this country, but in particular in Clark County, Nevada. And, of course, we have a Secretary of State who's a Republican who says, I see nothing. I hear nothing. She's like Hogan's Heroes, you know, Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. There's nothing bad going on. Well, that's because you're wearing sunglasses and you're sitting at your desk all day and you've never been out to see what's going on. What a crazy mess. It's unbelievable. Rob Lauer, always appreciate you coming on. What a hypocrite Sisolak is. I'm with you, Rob. 360newslasvegas.com. Great website. Thanks, Rob. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales, they sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, is back. I was actually running around because I had a visitor, and they brought me a beautiful gift, which I think is really nice, a beautiful wooden like a plaque you put above your door, and it says The Roots Established 2021. Really nice. And the kind of old-fashioned Wild West looking. Beautiful. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're great buddies of mine. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America, 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection, one, for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the designation PNG, which less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have, and you can't buy your way in. You can only be voted in. It means you're the best of the best in the world. And here's the big advantage for you. Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country, and that means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. No one's ever done it. Just say Root. No one will ever match it. Call anyone you want and try and match it. No one will sell you gold at 1% of a New York spot price. Only Tangible and only to Wayne Root fans. Just say Root and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. Offer limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments toll free 800-384-41. They even pick up the phone call. You don't even pay a dime. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. 800-384-41 or online, TII1.com. So I wanted to give you a couple updates on the Rittenhouse trial. Kyle Rittenhouse, that nice kid, who was just trying to keep the peace in a town under attack. Not a good idea, by the way. I mean, I would let my kid go. If my kid said to me, and I've got a 7-year-old, my kid said to me, I'm going to take a rifle and I'm going to go walk into a town where Black Lives Matter rioters are burning the town to the ground and I'm going to try and keep the peace, I'd say, are you out of your mind? That's the police's job. That's the National Guard's job. right? And they've got immunity. You don't have immunity. Don't put yourself at that kind of risk. There's only two people that should be involved in defending businesses and homes against rioters. Group number one is law enforcement or military. And group number two is the homeowners and the store owners. If I owned a store, I'd be standing on the roof with a damn machine gun. And I dare you to come near my store. Because I was there in 1990, was it 92, the L.A. riots? I think it was 92. I was there in 92 in L.A., and I saw the riots firsthand. I went out on my deck, and I saw the entire town burning. There was smoke coming up every block in the town of Los Angeles. And the town is burning to the ground. And we had barricades put up in front of our street, to and from our street, and we manned the barricades, private citizens with guns. And that was in 1992 in liberal Los Angeles. You know, so I was there, and I saw the Korean store owners in the black neighborhood standing on the roof with machine guns and shotguns and automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons. The most incredible military fighting weapons. They were on the roof of their own businesses. And nobody touched those businesses. Anybody was armed, they didn't touch your business. That's why guns are great. Guns are there to defend us from bad people. Bad people don't want to mess with a guy with a gun. They choose the house next to you or the business next to you that has no gun, and they'll burn that one to the ground. But they're not going to mess with you when you got the gun. So guns are good. Guns are bad. But Kyle Rittenhouse should not have been the one defending that city. That should have been up to police and National Guard. It's not up to a kid to defend the city, that poor kid thrust into a very bad situation. And he defended himself and fought for his life, and I am all 100% all in behind Kyle Rittenhouse. And today was another day where the jury went home with no verdict, which is ridiculous, because they should have come back in 5 minutes with innocent, based on A, the kid is innocent, and B, prosecutorial malfeasance. I'm not sure what the word would be, but it's very clear to me the prosecutors were a bunch of thugs and criminals, bad guys, who were lying and cheating and doing anything they could to put this poor kid in jail for the rest of his life for defending himself. Just like the prosecutors in St. Louis with the guy who stood in front of his own house and waved a gun and stopped a disastrous situation. A mob of BLM people was going to burn his mansion to the ground. And simply by waving a gun, he stopped it. He didn't shoot anybody. And if he had shot anybody, he had every right to shoot him. It was a mob in front of his house ready to burn his house down. But he shot no one. And they wanted to put him in jail for years and take his guns away from him. You don't understand. There are bad prosecutors out there. Some of them are George Soros communists who happen to be wearing a crew cut and a nice suit to fool you. But underneath that crew cut and that nice, expensive, conservative-looking lawyer suit lurks the heart and the brain of a communist. They want to let all the criminals out on no bail, murderers. People kill policemen or try to kill policemen out on no bail. They want to let all the shoplifters out with a desk ticket for stealing $1,000 from the man's store. And then they want to put you in jail for defending yourself with a gun against the mob. That's America today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Plans.